Welcome to episode 169 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Half the battle of working for yourself and keeping things ticking along is learning how to handle your day-to-day workflow. Now, this includes scheduling meetings and appointments, making sure your diary is up to date, allowing time for writing and editing, and of course, building in some kind of contingency for when things don't quite go to plan. I recently had a big disruption to what should have been a very productive day. Rather than getting stressed and/or dwelling on matters, I simply decided to head outdoors and make the best use of my time. In this week's show then, you can hear how I got on. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 169. It's just about, just before 5:30 in the afternoon, or evening, however you look at it, on a Saturday, and I am sat in my car at the side of the road, just a regular suburban road, basically. Houses around me, supermarket around the corner, nothing special at all. I hadn't planned to be here right now. I was planning to go out, to head out around about this time. But this afternoon, I've had a few short hours to myself to be able to get on with a number of things, one of which was going to be to record my next week's podcast. And that recording, which didn't happen, I will explain to you why in a moment, that will come through in the fullness of time. But the reason I'm here is because I sat down to record that podcast and there was the sound of banging, heavy banging, hammers and what have you, coming through my wall. Now, this is nothing surprising, because the person doing all that hammering actually knocked on my door to say, look, this is going to be happening, terribly sorry, is this okay, and all the rest of it. And I said, yeah, you've got to do what you've got to do, that's fine. But, so as a result, I got on with some other work. But just as I, and it was all fairly quiet, and just as I was about to get on with the recording of next week's podcast, the main content, that's when the banging started. And if you are anything like me, if you are a writer, for example, or even if you're someone who loves editing your pictures in a certain environment, you'll know that outside noise can be very, very distracting. So for me, I thought, okay, I can't do the podcast recording. I'd set everything up, I was just about to do it, and sure enough, all that noise started. And I thought, okay, fair enough, it's not too bad, I just obviously can't make recordings because of the background noise. I will do some writing. You guys know that I'm a writer as well as a photographer. So I set everything up to do writing, and then the sound of the hammering intensified to a point where, I kid you not, I could not hear myself think. I could not concentrate. I had to take a phone call, and I could not even think straight to have that conversation. And so the only way I could get around it was to head out. And it was about half an hour before I was planning to head out anyway, so it's not too bad. But, I mean, having said that, it's basically taken up about an hour and a half of my day, where I haven't been able to get on with the things that I wanted to. And so I was thinking, okay, it looks as though I'm not going to get next week's podcast recording done. I could do it tomorrow, but I have other things that I should be doing on my Sunday. I was planning on having a day off. So I thought, right, turn the situation round, let's make it something positive. And I thought, right, I will set off early, I'll pull over, and I will talk about how you deal with distraction. And now we are to the point of this recording. And I don't exactly know where to start. I've given you a bit of background. Maybe I should talk a bit about me and how I would handle things in the past. Now, as much as it was frustrating and I've had to change my plans, there was a time where I would sit down to do something, like record a podcast or like do some writing, and I would get so frustrated. I wouldn't start thumping my desk and I wouldn't start throwing things across the room, but I would just get so uptight with it. And that's no good for anyone. It's no good for the people around you. It's no good for you. It's no good for your body and your mind. Everything gets put under stress and tension. And there's no point, frankly. So you have to deal with it. Now, for me, there are a number of realistic ways that I can go about it. In an ideal world, if I had known that this person was going to be making all this noise, I probably would have packed a bag with my laptop, maybe my audio recorder, notebook and pen, some research material, head out, probably, I don't know, middle of the day, and I would have found a really nice spot to sit and get some work done. Now, realistically, that probably would have been today. Probably wouldn't have made the effort to go all out into, say, a woodland. As you know, I like sitting in the woodland to work. I might have headed down by the water's edge. I might have found myself in a cafe somewhere, or a coffee bar, or in a park, somewhere that was just totally neutral. I don't mind background noise. Funnily enough, I can sit in a cafe or a coffee bar with my headphones on, listening to music, and concentrate on writing a feature, for example. It's very strange. I can do that, but when I'm in my office and I have music on, or maybe in the background, even if I'm not watching it, maybe a YouTube video or something like that, or a podcast even, when it's just noise in the room, I find it more difficult to concentrate. But yet, when the sound is that close in my ears, I'm okay. So, had I known that the distraction and the interruption was going to be this great, I would have planned a good few hours ago, 5 hours ago, to head out and be productive. Now, as I sit here in my car, I've got just a regular sort of like, you know, like a day bag. You know, just when you head out for the day. And I've got my phone, audio recorder. Empty the little pouch I was just about to tell you about. I've got a little pouch here. It's a low-pro pouch, comes from a bigger bag. And in that I've got my audio recorder, a video recorder, some spare batteries, and what else have we got? Oh, a little microphone that clips on my shirt or jacket, what have you. So if I'm recording hands-free, as it were, like if I'm shooting or if I'm driving somewhere or what have you, I can still be talking. I've got that. I've got my notebook and pen. So I brought all the things I would have packed earlier. But because of the timings, I've got to be somewhere. And where I've parked is about 5-10 minutes away from somewhere that I needed to be at 6 o'clock this evening anyway. So as I record this, I've got about 25 minutes before I've got to be somewhere else. So the time has just gone. And I thought to myself, right, I will just record this podcast because I wanted to turn the time into something useful. But the question on my mind as I was driving here was, for someone that's creative, how do you deal with interruptions when you are working to deadlines or when you have certain things you need to do at certain times. Now, in an ideal world, I'll use podcasting as an example. In an ideal world, I would have a podcast studio set up insofar as I would have a dedicated room with soundproofed walls and all the rest of it. And, you know, if it was, even with that hammering, it probably wouldn't be an issue. And with my normal podcasting setup with the microphone and everything, it does reduce the sort of ambient noise. But I wasn't convinced today that it was going to remove all of that hammering, and you guys would have not enjoyed it as much, so there's no point. But how do you deal with interruption when it can't be helped? For me, I've always found that for any situation, wherever I'm going, say I'm on the way to a shoot or I'm planning to be in the office or something, there is always a way around, and certain items that I have with me that if my plan has to change or if I find myself arrived somewhere early, for example, I can always be productive. But sometimes you just have to get stuff done. So for me, I'm making this recording. And when it comes to content, for example, when you're generating content, you can actually do it in places which may not be ideal, but actually the reader, the listener, the viewer, if you're making videos, if they're used to your regular content, they actually are very forgiving, because it's content is king, and the production values might change a bit. They may not be quite as good. And, you know, if they like what you do anyway, it doesn't matter that maybe you would normally record on a DSLR for your high definition video, but you're just using your iPhone, for example. And that was another thing that I was going to be doing today. It's been a lovely day, and I was going to sit and make a very short video. One of the things that I was going to do, one of the things that I want to be doing this year more is producing higher quality video shot on a DSLR. And that includes audio as well. And so I was planning to do that, and I thought I'd just get on and do something else quickly beforehand. And sure enough, all the interruptions started, so it didn't happen. But you know, there are ways to get around things, and the least favourable thing to do is to start jumping up and down and stressing out. And, you know, I didn't go out and slam the door behind me or anything like that. I just used that situation and thought, okay, plan A hasn't worked, what's plan B? Now, as it turns out, because of a number of factors, I am either going to be taking time out now of my Sunday, and sometimes I do a bit of work on a Sunday, but this Sunday, this weekend, I had planned not to. So I'm going to have to take time out tomorrow to put the podcast together so you guys have it very first thing Monday, or I look at my my plans for Monday and see where I could fit it in to put together and publish the podcast. Now, I don't want to take that latter option, but it just might have to be. And I know that you guys like what I talk about. This is a bit more of a general recording. Like I say, it wasn't what I wanted to be talking about. But, you know, it's a workaround, and so I feel that my afternoon hasn't been completely in vain, hasn't been wasted. I'll tell you, one of the things that I was doing beforehand, ironically, when it was quiet before this person started making all the noise, I've been meaning for some time to take some pictures of some products which are on being featured in a test review. And also, something that came in the post today were some samples from Knickwax, a new product that they've released, which is to do with waterproofing garments of a certain nature, or certain items of kit. So what I wanted to do was take some pictures of that and these other test review items and publish the picture and all the rest of it. So one of the things that happens during the week, and I'm kind of sort of moving away, extending this a little bit now. One of the things that happened during the week, I had taken some other pictures. I forget now. Now, what were they? Was it on a shoot? No, it was... I forget what it was now. But I did my usual thing. I put my memory card in my card reader, which is a... it is a Lexar Professional USB 3 2-slot reader. It's quite a mouthful. And I've had it a while. And do you know what? Just at the wrong time, this was... I was doing some work in the evening, and it just... The image of the card wouldn't read. I thought, oh, okay. So at this point, it was like 11 o'clock, midnight, something like that. And I was thinking, okay, is it the card or is it the reader? And last time I used it, it had been absolutely okay. So as it happens, I had a different computer that I was able to try it on. And sure enough, the card reader wasn't being recognized on that machine. So I thought, okay, I will try hardwiring it, plugging the camera directly into the computer. And that didn't work on my computer I usually use, which was a bit odd because usually it does. And I'm still not sure why that was, but it did work on the other machine. So what I was able to do was transfer the pictures that way and, oh, excuse me, yawning. Get the images then back across via a transfer system onto my normal computer, and it was a workaround. Again, you know, disruptions, interruptions, you work around it. So I thought, right, today I'll give it another go, and sure enough, the same issue was the case. Now, the pictures were just these sort of these review shots. And it says, not the urgency. So what I've done, actually, is I have taken the pictures, and I'm going to, at the start of the week, I'm going to contact Lexar, check the warranty on this, because I know that they have quite a long warranty, and I believe they will switch out for a new one, and what have you. You may have seen, if you've looked at the Active Photographer Facebook page, you may have seen that I posted a picture of the card reader, asking for suggestions of replacements, if there's anything else on the market that you guys would recommend, because I am open to suggestions. Yes, I'm a professional photographer and an image maker, what have you, but I don't know everything, and if there's a particular item of kit that people are using and finding works very well, then it's always good to get suggestions and recommendations from other people that are using these items of kit. That's the way the test review system works, for example. So that was another disruption. Wasted a bit of time. So it's just been one of those afternoons, but I'm not being all downbeat about it. It's just one of those things. That's sort of what happens. So like I say, it's a bit of a waffly general recording today. The recording that I had planned to make, which is about another feature that I recently had published. That will have to wait. And that probably will be, I would imagine, next week's show, unless something else crops up which I want to slot in there. I've just sort of, you know, because I've put this recording in for this week, as you hear this, things have just shifted along. So thank you for listening. Thank you for bearing with me. Whilst I've sort of, it's been a bit of a sort of like a brain dump, just kind of thinking around this situation. But also, you know, as ever, I'd like to hear your experiences and your thoughts about how you deal with interruptions and distractions. Now, don't forget, on last week's show, I briefly spoke about a new series of posts, written articles that are going to be on the Active Photographer website called Q&A 500, which, for those of you who didn't hear that, it's very simple. I'm asking you to send me your questions to do with anything to do with my workflow, my photography, writing, podcasting, kit, reviews, opinions, just thoughts about photography, the outdoors, all this sort of thing. And to keep it short and concise, I'm going to address those in 500 words and then publish those articles. It's a nice, short, succinct way to get the information out there. It's very targeted, very focused, and that should give you the answer you want and none of the waffle that is not important. So if this recording, this week's show, has brought up any follow-on questions, which I would imagine it might have done, please either ask them in the comments in the show notes for this recording, or you can get through to me on all the usual channels, and the details of that are coming up in a very short while. So again, thanks for listening. Hope this has been of use and of interest to you guys. I look forward to hearing your follow-on questions, but for now I will leave it there. Thankfully, things are now back on track, and I'm all set to share my original planned content with you on next week's podcast. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.